This is Peter Sergey, arts correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm sitting with Matt Chinian, a local artist. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
So can you just tell us a bit about who you are and what your work focuses on?
Like I said, Matt Chinian. I'm 58 years old, and I'm a plein air painter, which means I paint from life in the world, in wherever I am. And I paint scenery primarily focused on upstate New York, common places that you would find yourself in for any reason. For example, a gas station, a parking lot, or a laundromat, or wherever. I'll go outside of that realm from time to time. I'll go to beautiful pasture lands or a river. But I'm most intrigued by places that are overlooked in everyday life and places that we live and we spend an extraordinary amount of time thinking that we're going somewhere else. So
what exactly is it about the mundane that you love so much and you've come to over and over again to paint?
I think it's finding beauty where you are. If you spend your time in life not being able to see beauty where you are, you're denying yourself the chance to experience a joy that you won't know otherwise. If you can find beauty where you are, you can find beauty anywhere. And to me, it's about using your own vision in the world that exists everywhere. It's not about the outward beauty, it's about finding it from within. And to me, there's a power to that goes beyond place and time, and you can have a transcendental experience anywhere. It's not about the place, it's about you, it's about what you're thinking about and what you're feeling and how that reflects on our lives.
So for the people listening, describe a painting that you've done in words.
Okay, so I see a parking lot and I see the light that hits the asphalt. There's a lot of asphalt. I just love asphalt. And I think it's an overlooked, beautiful thing, even though I think most people probably think it's an ugly necessity. And I see the light when it bounces off a metal and plastic car. And it's not about the metal or the plastic, it's about the light. And it's about the light that we all experience every day. And that light is the sun. And the sun is everywhere in all parts of the world. And if you understand that sun is the source of light and it's the source of everything, then you can understand that whatever it shines on can be part of that. And it doesn't matter whether it's something that is considered beautiful and fancy by anybody else but yourself. And it's readily available anywhere you are. And I think that's the beauty of it. I think the beauty of it is that you find it inside your head. It's inside your eye. And you can find those passages, you can find the beauty of the shadow and the shapes and the way things are spaced out. You know, things are spaced out in a certain way. It starts with the human being, the human body is a certain size, and your cars are a certain size because it fits your body. And the cars fit the road, and the road fits the landscape, and they all based on the human body and the landscape and how it all fits together, like the meter in music. It's timed out, and it's spaced out in such a way that if you go down to the molecular level, I'm sure you'd find a similar kind of a pattern in those spaces and in those measures between things. And I think that's part of it too. Does that make any sense?
So it sounds like you're interested in kind of like the space between things and how even if something is not necessarily beautiful, the arrangement in space of these objects is beautiful and the way the light reacts to them.
Correct. In other words, you find things, you find a certain kind of arrangements are very typical in how things are arranged in a space. So you'd have like a tree and a car and a whatever else. And those things are always like in a certain kind of relationship to each other. And you can go across, you know, you can go anywhere in any culture, any place, and you will find that those spaces and those objects and the relationship between the objects and the spaces and the objects is very typical and is very archetypical in a way. It's like that's how we live, and it's based on the human body, and it's based on our human relationships. And I think that's pretty cool, you know, and I think you can find it just about anywhere you are. You can find it right in front of you right now, and I think that's pretty cool.
How can people learn more about your work?
Well, they could find me online, Matt Chinian. You could Google Matt Chinian and find all kinds of stuff. I've got a website, which is a blog, which is very low tech. Or you could just come and visit me sometime by appointment. I'm happy to have visitors in person. Perfectly wonderful.
How has your work been impacted by COVID-19?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've appreciated having fewer commitments. And I'm not the only one that likes that. It's just like, oh, wow, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. I can focus on my work. I don't really have to think about a lot of other stuff, so I can actually pursue what I think is kind of cool. And so that kind of frees you up. It sort of like says, I can do whatever the hell I want, which you could do before, but now it's almost like a license to do it. And but otherwise, it hasn't really affected me too much. Mm-hmm. So I'm fortunate that way, and I know it's that's not true of everybody, and people are hurting very hard, bad, and so it's a thing, you know. We have to get through this and get to the other side.
Well, thank you, Matt Chinian, for your time. And that's Matt Chinian, spelled Chinian.
Thank you, Peter.